Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Anger erupts at Saudi execution. Saudi Arabia has severed diplomatic ties with Iran less than a day after demonstrators in the Iranian capital stormed the Saudi embassy to protest the Saudi execution of a prominent Shiite cleric. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister Sunday ordered all Iranian diplomats to leave the country within 48 hours. The diplomatic crisis began Saturday when Saudi officials announced the execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. Al-Nimr was a prominent Shiite who had voiced criticism of Saudi Arabia's royal family. He was convicted in 2014 of sedition and other charges. Earlier on Sunday, Iran's supreme leader said Saudi Arabia will face divine vengeance for its execution of al-Nimr. Five suicide bombers from the Islamic State group attacked an Iraqi military base north of Baghdad Sunday. Officials say at least 12 security force members were killed, 20 were wounded. A local official says unidentified militants attempted to storm the Indian consulate in the Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif on Sunday. He said the gunmen fired rockets from a building under construction at the consulate, prompting a gunfight between security forces and the assailants. No details about casualties. The United States is criticizing Rwandan President Paul Kagame's decision to seek a third term in 2017, calling it deeply disappointing. The State Department said Mr. Kagame is, in its words, ignoring an opportunity to solidify democratic institutions in Rwanda. Last month, the country voted in a referendum to change the constitution to allow Mr. Kagame to run. This is VOA News. Israel has filed murder charges against two Israelis for their involvement in an arson attack in the West Bank last July that killed three members of a Palestinian family. A 21-year-old man was indicted for murder, and a minor was charged with accessory to murder. Robert Berger has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed zero tolerance for Jewish terrorism. He told the cabinet that Israel is a state of law that will enforce the law against all perpetrators of violence and murder. Nevertheless, Palestinians believe the case exhibits an Israeli double standard. They say Palestinian assailants are quickly apprehended by Israeli security forces, while Jewish militants have carried out attacks for years with virtual impunity. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is dismissing his appearance on a recruitment video made by the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. He spoke on CBS.
I mean, what am I going to do? I have to say what I have to say. And you know what I have to say? There's a problem. We have to find out what is the problem, and we have to solve that problem.
In the Al-Shabaab video, Trump is shown at a rally calling for a temporary ban on allowing Muslims to enter the country. He made that call in response to the attack on a state government facility in San Bernardino, California, carried out by a husband and wife team who investigators say were radicalized Muslims. A group of about 100 anti-government militiamen who took over the Federal Wildlife Center in Oregon Saturday say they are prepared to continue their standoff with authorities for years. The loosely organized group of ranchers, farmers, and survivalists are led by Ammon Bundy, whose family was at the center of a previous standoff in 2014. The militia is protesting the imminent imprisonment of two local ranchers who were convicted of setting fires on federally owned lands several years ago. U.S. President Barack Obama returned to Washington Sunday from his holiday vacation. He plans immediately to impose new controls on gun sales. The Electoral Commission of Ghana will not be compiling a new voter list to be used for the November 7th general elections. That despite calls from the main opposition, the New Patriotic Party, to do so. Indian security forces battled for a second day to secure an airbase that came under attack by unidentified gunmen on Saturday in the city of Pathankot. Four gunmen were killed Saturday. Seven Indian security personnel were killed and 12 were wounded. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.